We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He should absolutely not be impeached because he's doing great things for the country. The people that want to impeach Donald Trump are idiots.
KNSS, 7:46 now, Steve and Ted here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Possible remains of youth 55 U.S. service members returned from North Korea. Lab technicians will try to identify the remains.
Two.
Tentative contract for Wichita teachers, union and school board must approve.
One.
Kansas tax revenue again exceeds expectations in July by $11 million. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Some usual suspects in the traffic slowdowns right now on I-235 approaching the North Junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96, and also the road construction, especially eastbound on Kellogg right around I-235. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Hit it downtown at Market and Waterman, the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
All right, sunny and warmer today, a high of 93 degrees. Yesterday's high was 87. Clear tonight, the overnight low, 68. And for Friday, sunny with a high of 95. Warming up as we head into the weekend. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 66 degrees with Steve and Ted. KNSS weather is brought to you by The Monarch. Featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails, the Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. By the way, the Monarch will be closed for remodeling Sunday through Tuesday. This coming Sunday through Tuesday, August 5th to 7th, closed for remodeling. The Monarch in Delano. Get them back open again so you can get down there and take advantage of the patio at night. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted. And taking a look at the Steve and Ted poll question.
Yes.
This is, of course, on our webpage, knssradio.com. By the way, did you give away some baseball tickets a while ago?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have the name, do you?
No. First Stan, name. I think. Okay. Stan from Stan. Wichita. Got a couple of tickets to the NBC World Series.
You going to have some more?
I believe I've only got two tickets left, and I'll be giving those away tomorrow morning.
Going to do that on Friday morning.
Yep.
All right. All right, the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. What a fun thing this is to do, to be involved in something like this. And we're looking at four choices here. I do not vote. That got 0%.
Yeah,
still, nobody.
Yeah, people that go to our website are voters.
Yeah, either that or they just don't want to admit that they're not going to vote. I vote early by mail got 10%.
Okay.
I vote early at the election office or a satellite office, 23%.
That's
I don't think
you.
That's changed here the next couple. Anyway, not much anyway. Yeah, that's me. I've already voted. I've made my vote count. And, of course, the primary is coming up August 7th, next Tuesday. And I vote on Election Day getting 67%. Almost exactly what? Two out of three there.
Yeah, that would be me.
Two out of three.
And Bill Roy.
On Election Day. All right, today we've got some interesting information about meetings, Ted.
Meetings.
Yes. New research from temporary accounting and finance staffing firm AccountTemps says professionals surveyed said they spend more than one-fifth of their work hours in meetings, but feel a quarter of that time is wasted. Here's Amy Thomas with AccountTemps.
When you have information that you simply need to share, if it's not time sensitive and you're simply trying to communicate, that's a great opportunity to use email rather than a meeting. Meetings are typically necessary if you have to share sensitive information where you're going to need a discussion or you're announcing changes or you need to come to a decision and you need input from multiple people. That's really when meetings are the most efficient and effective.
And Thomas says it's also important to limit meetings to the people who need to be there. This is pretty basic stuff coming from AccountTemps, you know? And our philosophy is, basically, mine is, if there's a meeting, try to avoid it if at all possible. And I'd say, what was the account? They said that Professionals say they spend more than one-fifth of their work hours in meetings.
That would drive me crazy.
I don't think that's anywhere we don't do that in radio.
No.
I mean, we do have our meetings, but one-fifth? I mean, that would be like an average of an hour and a half a day or something, right, in meetings. So we don't do our meetings. If we need a meeting, I'd say, Ted, what about this? And you say, oh, what about that?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, the meeting is over.
It's about a 17-second process.
Ted, are we going to do this? Oh, yeah, let's do that. Okay. Fine. There's a meeting.
Yep.
Right? It's like Seinfeld. We have meetings about nothing, right? But, no, I've been in
It's probably an excuse mostly to bring in bagels and cream cheese and
catch up. I mean, I've talked about it over the years because I've been enough in management over the years to be in lots of meetings and really didn't enjoy too many of them.
No.
I've seen some interesting meetings where the boss was one of these people who tried to get the meeting and keep it on track, and he was terribly rude to people. All right, well, I got it, and move it on. And there are other people who just let the meeting meander. Meetings are interesting.
I've been in meetings before where it was a huge challenge for me to stay awake.
Oh, we've been at the same meeting we were in that one time. What was that, a meeting about weather? And they dimmed the lights and...
They fed us and then they dimmed the lights.
And that was
And you and I had both been at work all day and pretty much that was the end. I think I fell asleep almost immediately. And I know you did too.
Management loves us, you know. Stock indexes finished mixed on Wall Street Wednesday, even as a surge in Apple's stock moved the company closer to being worth $1 trillion. The S&P 500 index
should have bought that Apple stock 30 years ago.
The S&P slid 3. Dow lost 81. The Nasdaq added 35.5 points.
Yeah,
752 now. Stephen Ted, legal proceedings involving Town West Mall. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. Yeah, a bank has filed a lawsuit asking a court to foreclose on the owners of the Town West Mall. According to the petition, Wells Fargo is calling in the note on a $51 million loan taken out by Town West Square, LLC. It's a corporation set up by the Simon Property Group to run the mall. A spokesperson for the mall management company declined to comment. Workforce development is a huge issue in Wichita and South Central Kansas. Now WSU and Cowley College have signed a new partnership agreement. Credits earned at Cowley can be transferred toward a bachelor's degree in business at Wichita State. Cowley and WSU have a similar degree in place for an engineering degree, similar system in place. And it's a big day for us and for 29 Wichita area women who are being honored in the Wichita Business Journal's Women in Business Awards. 26 women will be recognized for their career achievements, their community work, and their efforts to support the success of other women. Three women will enter the Women in Business Hall of Fame. The honorees are going to be recognized today at luncheon at the Hyatt. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So how about it, Bill? Do you spend a fifth of your time at work in meetings? You might.
Absolutely not.
Really?
Well, we have a weekly meeting for events, and I have a weekly editorial meeting that lasts about a half hour, and then I have a meeting every day at 9:30 just to talk about what's going on for the day, but those last maybe 10 minutes.
That's not a lot of meetings.
No.
Do you have snacks and treats at your meetings?
Generally, no.
That's not good.
Not a good idea. Mm.
Yeah, because if you'd have those Swedish meatballs, I'd show up for your meeting.
Oh, sweet. Swedish meatballs. Oh, yeah. I would, too. Okay.
Go ahead and get some of those going.
Yeah. Today is National Coloring Book Day. Adult coloring books seem to be the latest wellness and relaxation trends that help people find happiness between the lines. How about that? My wife happens to be a colorer.
I know some people that are really into this.
Yeah, when she gets a little stressed out, she grabs a coloring book, and away she goes. She sits over there and quietly retains her sanity somehow.
Yeah, one of our women in business honorees says she's a colorer.
Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with that. No, adults can do that. Fine. Were you one of those people who stayed in the lines, Bill?
Generally, yes.
Yeah, generally. Yes, generally.
Do. Yeah. 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 Not always there. Sometimes I was a rebel. And
really? Yike. Now, when you
added to the picture,
I remember in my childish coloring books, at the bottom, I would write my name. I would print my name at the bottom just so people knew who the
signed piece of art.
Yeah, so people would know who the artiste was there.
Mm.
National
Fancy
Coloring Book Day. All right, guys, stay with Steve and Ted here coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We will update you on a tentative agreement on a contract for Wichita teachers. Ted Woodward brings us to sports, including, of course, Mitch Holtis.
We will have our daily chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs from Chiefs training camp. That'll be at 8:15.
Plus, Ted has entertainment news, the blur, on the way, too.
The latest in entertainment news coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And weather and traffic, it's all here. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.